as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Have a good day. Now, 7 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and I are here putting together the important stories of the day so you'll know what people are talking about and you'll be smarter than they are, having listened to all of the yakety yak. But don't talk back. Well, actually, you can at 888-302-3688. Say it again, Doug. 888-302-Doug. I want you to be successful in your conversation today. Success is something you move toward. Knowing things and being able to express yourself are helpful ways for you to fit in, sound intelligent. You don't always have to know all the facts. Just sound like you do. Listen to me and
figure. You're the perfect example.
I'm the perfect example, right? The perfect opportunity, the golden opportunity, lies within you to sort of, we don't all have to be the same. Heavens, it'd be a horribly boring world if everybody were the same. Your surroundings, your experiences, your luck. Look at this guy who won the $338 million.
Mm-hmm.
Truck driver.
Yep.
What do you think his luck, where do you think his luck was in his head on Friday versus where it was on Saturday night when he figured out that he had won all that money? He's going to take home $221 million in cash. After
shouldn't
all
have
the
ever
taxes.
Said anything, though, man.
Yeah, but he hasn't been identified yet.
Yeah, that's true. But we know he's a truck driver, and we know where he lives. Yeah.
Right, and we also know where he bought. He called Sunday night to the truck stop where he bought the ticket and said, "Hey, man, I'm the one who won."
Wow.
So imagine the doors that will either open for him or be closed for him. You, if you didn't win, keep knocking on that door. Keep buying those tickets. Keep feeling like you're a winner. And sooner or later, in one way or another, as long as you feel like a winner, you will be.
Make your own luck.
Yep, that's right. Exactly. All right, let's keep moving here.
I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees.
La 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 la. The news from China this weekend about protests.
What's going on there?
Big protests. Well, apparently the people in China are waking up to how corrupt their country is.
Oh.
Corruption personified. So I have one example that I found from many. There were 15 different protests in big Chinese and middle-sized Chinese communities.
I told you, man. I saw this a decade ago. Once they realize they can click a button and buy a salad shooter.
Yeah.
It's all over for these communist regimes. Done.
Well, the commies are as corrupt. We all know that politicians are corrupt. Some are more, what did it say, 1984, like pigs. So all pigs are equal, except some pigs are more equal than others. Well, when it comes to, was it 1984? I think it was 1984.
It could have been, yeah.
George Orwell, anyway. It was one of the books. So, corruption in China, the emphasis on this, and you can't keep this, the Chinese are trying to keep this out of the news. You can't. They can't keep it away from Twitter. They can't keep it away from any of the social media as much as they try. So there are 15 different protests around the country this past weekend. And the most interesting one was at a bus station in Zhengzhou, China. I think I was in Zhengzhou. I think that's down, if I'm not mistaken, near where the Terracotta Warriors are. And so here's a medium-sized, 100,000-plus size city. At the bus station, the protesters are confronting the manager of the bus station. His name is Fian Jiahui. He apparently is
local...
What, do you like my pronunciation?
I don't know whether it's right or not, but it sounded good.
Who cares? It sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy is the bus station manager, and he also is the local Communist Party boss in this community. And the people who are working there, they're riding in old junky buses that break down all the time. The system is a mess. And so some of the people working in the station have apparently got together with whoever keeps the books, and they found out this guy has skimmed $7 million off the bus operation. $7 million just from this average size community. And because he felt he was entitled, i.e. he's the Communist Party boss, he's not to be touched. Well, the protester took over the bus station on Saturday. And by the way, the money was supposed to go, running this bus operation was supposed to go to help people in the city, provide them with services, etc. Not just the bus system,
yep.
but they use the money for other things. So the protesters are there. This guy has a big muscle-bound guy who is his protector. And so when all the protesters were there ready to fight, this guy goes out and starts beating up on people. And apparently, where the enforcer had won before, he didn't win this time. So this is...
You can only take on so many people.
Exactly, right. So anyway, this shows how corruption is so damaging the Communist Party all over China. And as Richie said, sooner or later, and this makes Americans smile for whatever the reason, you know, you can't trust those commies, yada, yada, yada. So there is going to be, I would predict, in the next year or two, with all these demonstrations. Last month, now I told you it was 15 this weekend. Last month, there were 2,000 demonstrations in various places, various provinces, most of them west of Beijing, where the government sold off public land and the government employees kept the money. They didn't put it in the till.
Yeah.
They kept the money.
Yeah.
So when that stuff starts with the bus and with that kind of stuff, look out below.
Let me tell you, my wife is from Colombia, South America.
Very corrupt country.
And there's a lot of corruption. It's so much better than it used to be, but there's still just crazy things. Like, for example, her cousin owns a piece of property that she inherited from her mother, and the piece of property has been empty for a few years. Somebody came and squatted on it and was cleaning it up and getting ready to put for sale signs on it and sell it before my wife's other cousin walked by it and noticed it and said, "What are you doing?" And then you have to provide the paperwork to prove that you own it, and you have to go to court. So they're spending 6 months in court with lawyers to prove that they own it, not this person.
Yeah.
And this is what happens in these countries where there really is no rule of law, where it's just kind of like he said, she said type thing. And people just get away with it. They just steal blindly from everybody. And until you get caught or until there's an uprising somewhere, nobody says anything.
Yeah. Well, it's time that we acknowledge what was going on over there. I don't mind doing that at all. It's a good story to tell, and I'm interested in telling good stories.
In the next decade to two decades, the population of China will have better jobs, and the cheap labor in China will have gone away, making it more competitive for us to be able to make goods and compete on a world market in manufacturing.
All right, coming up later in the hour, children in the news. And in a moment, we're going to find out the latest from our friends at the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas.
Very exciting.
Wait till you hear the story, Richie. Meanwhile, if you're suffering from high cholesterol, have you taken your reading yet? Have you gotten on to Cardiol yet? Maybe you don't know what your cholesterol situation is. You haven't had a blood test for a while, and you don't have a scheduled physical for a while, which you just got his last week.
Yeah.
What happened?
No, I'm still waiting for the, they should be calling me today or tomorrow with the results, so
right.
I will find out.
So Richie has gone and done what most Americans who have any sense do. Let's get a physical every single year. But when you're taking Cardiol, you want to monitor what's going on with your cholesterol more closely, and it's not practical, and it's frankly can be expensive to have blood tests, because each of the blood tests you have with your physical costs about $300. So for $89.95, you can get a cholesterol starting kit from the folks at Cardiol. Better yet, you can get a free one today. Cardiol now has a cholesterol test kit that you can have at home. Gives you all the cholesterol numbers, and we're going to give away some of these with Cardiol. And as a matter of fact, you know you can. You've heard me talk about this before, right? You know you can get a 30-day supply of Cardiol with their 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce cholesterol levels in your system. High triglyceride levels, deadly. High cholesterol, deadly. You want to know what the number is, and you want to take Cardiol to get those numbers down. So the free 30-day trial is yours if you go online to cardiol.net/Doug, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, .net/DOUG. Ask for the 30-day free trial, or you can call 888-809-6424. You may want to dial that number, 888-809-6424, because the fifth caller today is going to win one of these cholesterol these cardiac cholesterol home tests. 888-809-6424. Go to cardiol.net/Doug and see how you can get a free, not only the 30-day trial of cardiol, but a free cholesterol home test kit. The fifth caller, every fifth caller gets a free cholesterol home test kit. Just call 888-809-6424 now.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
All right, so the folks at Westboro Baptist Church, what's that guy's name, Reverend Phelps? Remember?
Yes.
Pleasant guy who was on this program for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, he lasted about 5 seconds before he hung up on us.
He and his daughter have been sort of pillaging the landscape for I don't know how many years. Fascinating story.
These are the people that that protest at the
right.
They go, the funerals of veterans.
Right. They are actively against homosexuality, and their protest activities, picketing funerals of American servicemen, desecrating the American flag, well documented. Well, there's a group called Planting Peace, which is a nonprofit organization focused on environmental issues and human rights. They have gotten a lot of attention this past weekend. They bought a house across the street from the Westboro Baptist Church, and they painted it in the rainbow colors to symbolize gay rights.
Oh, no.
So last week, the church, the Westboro Baptist Church, responded with a statement that falls in line with pretty much their usual rhetoric, and here it is. Quote, this is what they printed in their Sunday...
Should I have my finger on the button for this?
I don't know. Well, listen and see. We thank God for the Sodomite Rainbow House. Think about it. This is not a novel idea. There are hundreds of similarly painted houses around the world. The only reason why this one is a story is because of where it is. It's across the street from the only church that loves people enough to tell them the Bible truth about the filthy, soul-damning, nation-destroying sin of sodomy. It goes on to state, the Sodomite Rainbow House is another instance where someone has declared their sin as Sodom, and it shines a huge spotlight on our message. You can paint rainbows in every house in America, and homosexuality will still be an abominable sin in the eyes of God. That was on their printed Sunday, what do you call the handout when you go to the church?
Yeah.
No, whatever.
The flyer at the church.
So more, there you go, folks. More good news for folks at Westboro Baptist Church. Interesting to see how this goes on there. Relationship with Planting Peace.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com Amazon includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The lunatic is on the grass, remembering names and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. I'm in my home. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.
How many of you remember Pink Floyd?
Oh, yeah.
It's 25 after the hour on Good Day.
And in the downbreak shop many years too soon.
This is the anniversary of The Dark Side of the Moon being released 40 years ago, back in 1973. Number one on the charts. The album is still, in terms of records anyway, one of the most charted records ever in the Billboard 200. It was on for 800 weeks.
Can you imagine? 800 weeks.
It was on the Billboard 200. From
1973 to 1988, this thing was somewhere on the Billboard pop charts.
Yeah. Money is a big song that comes from this album. It was also one of two singles from this group that charted pretty high. Another Brick on the Wall is from the album as well. It went to number one in 1980. But it's a really amazing feat when you get down to it.
Pink. And it's still, I mean, you will see shows where they will play the whole album in its entirety. It's basically, it's one long story. And they'll do laser shows with it and everything. And Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the one where you can play it with The Wizard of Oz, the movie? Yeah, okay. So, Doug, if you were to play this album and the movie, The Wizard of Oz, hit start at the exact same time,
yeah,
the music could be the soundtrack for the movie, like with all of the feelings and all the emotions and action and everything that's going on with the movie. This music follows that in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. Ken, do you even know why?
I don't know why, and I don't know how someone figured that out.
Yeah, you gotta wonder. Yeah, I mean, who's sitting around?
But it's, the album was not meant to be, you know, 10 tracks. It was meant to be one song. The whole album is meant to be one song, and then it's just cut down for radio and all of the different tracks. So if you listen to the album, it's basically just you hit start, and a few hours later, you're done. It's very interesting. I mean, the whole concept of the album is talking about conflict and greed and the passage of time and mental illness and, you know, and it's just one long crazy story that just happens to run in time with the Wizard of Oz.
All right. So there you go. Hunga bunga.
800 weeks.
God love them.
Wow.
Some news for women and women's health. 8.6 million people, according to a study released this weekend from the Women's Heart Foundation. 8.6 million women die from heart disease every year. 8 million women are living in our country with heart disease. 435,000 American women have heart attacks every year. You know, the difference between men and women, 71% of women experience early warning signs of heart attack with sudden onset of extreme weakness. It feels like the flu. No chest pain. Men get chest pain and an ache down their arm. Women do not. They feel like they have the flu. So that's why so many more women are dying of heart attacks than men, because the symptoms are different, and nobody is telling people that that's what the symptoms are. So if you're a woman, you got the flu, or you think you do, you better get to the doctor. That would be my number one suggestion. It's an important, hopefully, reminder from us here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatments. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arresttherisk.org.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. And the answer is, Allie C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Allie C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Today's a good day to live up to my radio station. Today's a good day to free us up and scan the nation. No matter what you say, the rules will continue to play out, play out.
So, yeah. Crazy McFadden, along with Ken Kessler. We got Ken's technical thing straightened out yet, or are we still...
We're still playing with it.
All right. So, Richie and Kenny and I are here. It's Boys' Day on the farm. Speaking of that, Rich sent me a farm that he... Actually, it was a sign, picture of a sign, that was posted outside of a farm Richie drives by on his way to work every day. And I'm thinking of putting this up next to the welcome sign on my farm. You all know that I'm a dairy farmer, just being a broadcaster. All right, here we go. Notice, says on the top of the sign, this property is a farm, in large capital letters. Farms have animals. Animals make funny sounds, smell bad, and have sex outdoors. Unless you can tolerate noise, odors, and outdoor sex, don't buy property next to my farm. I'm thinking really seriously about having that up there for my friends and neighbors. All right?
I say do it. It's fine.
Yeah, listen, of course. Time now for Children in the News.
Where's Art Linkletter when you need him?
I don't know, but that would have been, he used to have some wonderful, wonderful things on that show. That show should be revitalized.
That show is revitalized all the time. America's Funniest Home Videos right. is kids, you know.
All right, first story has to do with a 9-year-old girl from California who survived a car crash early yesterday morning and scaled the rough terrain in darkness to get help for her father who was trapped in the car. Despite her brave actions, her father did not survive. Police say the father was driving down the Sierra Highway near Acton, California, about 1 o'clock in the morning, lost control of the car, rolled down, and rolled over into a canyon. His daughter climbed out of the car and went through a lot of rugged terrain. If you knew this area, you'd know it's really brushy and very steep, the terrain. She got to a nearby home. Nobody answered at the door. She went back to find her father, and then her father's still alive at the time. She hiked up another embankment And got to a road where she flagged down somebody. Passing motorists saw the girl, called authorities, but by the time they got to the car, her father was dead.
Hmm.
Police suspect alcohol involved in the crash.
No.
And imagine, I have no use for the father, and the only reason I feel badly that he's not around is that this daughter now doesn't have a father. You think about some of these things, what parents do. How many times a year do we hear stories about parents bringing their children, parents on visitation weekends, they bring their kids, put them in the car, they go in and do whatever their stupid, egotistical stuff is that they want to do on their Saturday night, leave the kids in the car, some they freeze, sometimes they boil, they get in accidents on the way home. We all have heard these stories. So I bring to your attention the story of this girl surviving and trying her darndest to save her father.
It's sad when your needs and desires become more important
than
your kids.
Children's. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Richie. That's a very good way of putting it. All right, so next up on the hit parade, rumors surfaced this weekend. I'm taking a deep breath because I saw this on, you can go to the NBC website for some comments on this story, which broke over the weekend. These stories have become more pronounced as a result of last week's incarceration of the two boys, the rapist boys, in Steubenville, Ohio. As more and more of these stories come out, we are now seeing stories about minors, M-I-N-O-R-S, minors, that is, young men and women who are in jail, mostly young men, and they are sentenced to adult prisons, a growing number placed in solitary confinement. Apparently, they say it's because there is a need to protect the minors from the adult prisoners. Some of those who serve time in solitary as teenagers and their advocates say it is a very harmful practice and one of the darkest secrets of the criminal justice system. There was a report on Rock Center last Thursday, I believe. I think that's where this came from. Of 17-year-old James Stewart from Denver, who actually committed suicide while he was in solitary. He'd never been to jail before he was incarcerated. Under the influence of alcohol and marijuana, he got into a head-on crash, killed a 32-year-old man. So he was treated in the trial as an adult. He was sentenced to solitary, and in there, he committed suicide.
Why are they sentenced him to solitary?
Well, I think that's the question.
To protect them, maybe?
That's what they say. That's why they say they
put him in general population. Then why put him in the prison like that then?
Yeah. I don't think that that's the way to handle these situations, frankly. The kid was drunk, and he was high. And so there's no excuse. You're going to get around that. 17, you know the difference between right and wrong. And that obviously was wrong. And killing the other person is horror, not to be excused. But to put this kid in solitary confinement, now some people say, good, saves the state money because he would have been in jail for 25 years. There apparently are a lot of these dark secrets where teenagers who have been treated as they have been tried and then are treated as adults. Is this being too sensitive, though? I mean, had all these complaints last week from people thinking that the news media was trying to apologize for the two boys. Oh, isn't it terrible?
Right.
These two boys, their lives are ruined. And here is a 17-year-old kid as an example of many others that are in the system that committed suicide because he was in solitary. Is there some way that we go in between here on this? I'm not advocating that the kids
There's a fine line between stupidity when it comes to intent, between stupidity and malice, having malice.
Mm.
And you look at two kids that rape a girl, and there's obvious malice there.
Yep.
And you look at kids that drink and drive, there's no malice there, but there's just plain stupidity. And how do you treat that differently? I mean, should you treat that differently once they are convicted? I mean, all of them should be convicted. Now it's just a matter of, can we reform this person, and how should they be treated to best reform them?
Yeah, good question. All right, let's have a good story about a young woman 9 years old, named Mackenzie Wilson. Mackenzie Wilson and her brothers wanted to go to camp.
Fun.
They did not have the $800 for the three of them to go to camp. So? She somehow or other heard about this wonderful new thing you're going to be hearing starting tomorrow. Every day there's going to be a portion of this program devoted to businesses and helping to have the businesses either grow, start, or continue in some way using crowdfunding. This young lady somehow or other found out about crowdfunding and the crowdfunding resource called Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
She went to Kickstarter, and on her own, she created a campaign so that she and her two brothers could go to camp. Guess how much money she raised?
Something ridiculous, like $50,000.
Well, wasn't that not that much. She raised $16,000.
Wow.
So, now, I'm thinking this girl is going to be a superstar some way. We need to have her interviewed for our Kickstarter. Well, we have this program that's a portion of the program. Every week we devote some time to crowdfunding. And as I said, we're going to start our own crowdfunding enterprise tomorrow here. But I saw this story and I thought, my God, and what a great story.
I think the government should be run by crowdfunding. Get rid of the whole tax system, right?
Yeah, right.
And then we just fund the government on Kickstarter and other crowdfunding websites. I mean, why not?
Well,
I believe in supporting this.
Yep.
And you believe in supporting that.
Uh-huh.
And it be required that we put a certain percentage of our income into these crowdfunding for government ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have to put down a couple percent in for roads and a couple more percent in for defense. And then everything else is up to us.
Uh-huh.
I choose what I want to support.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you, Richie. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are direct opportunities for lots of crowdfunding, and we're going to start talking about that. But I thought that was a wonderful example. Young Mackenzie Wilson, 9 years old, does a project.
That's a lot of neat stuff
to raise $829 to cover the cost of attending a camp, and she gets $16,000.
Guess she's going to camp for a good long time.
I hope so.
Maybe rent a limo.
The Nickelodeon Choice Awards for Children handed out this weekend. Kristen Stewart walked away a big winner, taking home two trophies as favorite movie actress for the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 and as favorite female butt kicker for Snow White and the Huntsman. Other winners included The Hunger Games favorite movie Wreck-It Ralph. What's that about?
It's a movie about a...
an animated movie, isn't it?
It's an animated movie about a video game character whose video game is past its time.
Oh.
And he tries to become a character in another video game, which obviously doesn't work, and he ends up saving the whole video game arcade.
Huh.
Yeah, it's neat. We went and saw it with the kids.
You heard us talk, if you didn't, about the new children's reality show in the works. This is a show that's looking for children who claim to have past life memories. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, do you believe in reincarnation? A, yes. In fact, I know it's true. B, sort of, but I'm a bit unsure. C, not really. D, no. This is a show that's... Actually, they did the pilot already. And now they're looking to continue, husband-wife team of producers, looking for children. If you want to check out where and how to get involved with your children, go to DougStephan.com and look at what's new at DougStephan.com. Phil Lempert has some tips for cleaning up your diet, where to get the best spring foods as fresh fruits become available. Where do you get them? Phil's always on top of where to do the shopping at DougStephan.com. Our poll over the weekend, are you betting on the March Madness games? 38% of you said you're watching the games but not betting. 23% of them, let's see, said I'm not interested in college basketball. 20% said I'm in an office pool. 19% said, of course, I do every year. So there's the results of the poll. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow! Wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah! I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The perfect cup of coffee is now just moments away. I'm Risa Jill Miller. New Folgers Fresh Breaks Roasted Concentrated Coffee offers a convenient way to enjoy the authentic taste of a hot cup of coffee anytime, anywhere, no brewing required. Mary Beth Bottiger, Vice President Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company.
Folgers understands how important it is for coffee lovers to be able to enjoy a delicious cup of coffee no matter where their day takes them. Our Fresh Breaks coffee offers even more convenient ways to enjoy a fresh cup of coffee at a moment's notice without sacrificing authentic taste.
For a free product sample, visit Facebook.com/Folgers to share where you could use a fresh break. The first 350,000 qualified coffee lovers to request a sample will receive a Fresh Break sample stick and coupon in the mail while supplies last. Promotion open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Yeah.
What he said.
The folks at HGTV, Richie,
yeah,
would like to see photos of what your home means to you. You, you, you. I want to see you, you, you.
Beautiful.
Your pets, your children, your favorite hangouts. At least I can't go much further. I did okay for a while.
And your kitchen.
Yes.
And what you're cooking in your kitchen.
What are you cooking in your kitchen? Okay, so you have, we are going to post, maybe this will get to HGTV. The pictures may. Recipes, the kind of things that Chef Louis provides for you and his portion of the Doug Steffen website. Was I listening on Friday or what?
You were. So HGTV is all about the home, what you do in the home, and how you spend your time in the home. And one of the things we do a lot at home is cook.
Cook!
And if you want a great recipe to try out, you can always visit DougSteffen.com and click on the contributors section, and you see Louis' recipes in there. And the recipe you had for us this past Friday was a raspberry delight, and this seems really good. I want to try it. So a box of Jell-O is all you need with some frozen raspberries and some angel food cake torn into bite-sized pieces. And go ahead and make yourself a raspberry delight. It's right there at DougSteffen.com. Click on contributors, and it's in Louis's recipe section.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
I love that term, hashtag. How did that come into being? Hashtag.
I don't know where the term hashtag came from.
Everybody
on Twitter, everybody knows what
hashtag.
It is now.
Hashtag.
Yep.
Minimum of 30 commentary. Minimum of 30 seconds. What is this? Recap? Oh, the featured. Wait a minute. I'm looking at the wrong. I was looking for the video of the day. I'm on the wrong page. How can that be? Richie, I've lost
my... The video of the day is all about dancing like you got right. Nobody's
not
business,
about
brother.
Eating. Check it out.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-532-5388. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Aretha Franklin. This is a pop song that did well, and it worked well in this movie. The Blues Brothers. Aretha Franklin is 71 today, and despite the reports last year that she was on her way to Crokeville, she seems to have lost some weight and seems to be doing A-OK, Richie.
Yeah, she's fine. She came out and looked great on a bunch of shows and said, listen, I'm not dying. Right. We're not going anywhere.
All right, speaking of not going anywhere, Chuck Curry is here with our weekend report from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where it's the snow capital of the world today. There's an inch of snow. Look out, everybody. The world is coming to an end. Right, Chugger?
No, Doug. No. It's
really?
I drive a four-wheel drive Jeep, and I'm not scared of the snow. It's
good for you. What a man he is, Richie. All right, so we have... the movie contest today goes back to 1991 when one of the ladies in this movie got a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her role in the movie. It's very easy, usually, to pick this movie out of a crowd. Let's see how well you do. 888-302-3684. If you can identify the movie, you get a swell prize. As long as you haven't won before in Movie Moments, take a shot. Here's the first clip.
I know you don't think I'm giving this $4 million to a bunch of nuns.
Got it.
No, you don't. Guaranteed you don't.
Really?
Yep. 888-302-3684. Next clip.
I think I'm rambling. I'm just answering a question. He's got an attitude now.
I don't have an attitude.
Yes, you do have an attitude. We had a little discussion. If you didn't have an attitude, you would not have raised your voice to me now, would you?
Yeah. What I was figuring is when you heard the first one,
I thought it was Chris Rock, but it wasn't.
No, but play the first one again.
Okay.
I know you don't.
y'all think I'm giving this $4 million to a bunch of nuns.
Right. Well, that voice, although you thought it was Chris Rock, the actual voice was in a movie about nuns. As a matter of fact, two movies about nuns. So you could confuse it with this movie, which is not about nuns.
No. I remember the scene very well where she... Right, yeah.
Okay, last clip.
Molly, you're in danger.
Now, you can't just blurt it out like that and quit moving around, will you? Because you're starting to make me dizzy. I'll just tell her in my own way. Molly, you in danger, girl.
Okay. So now it should be pretty clear what the movie is.
Pretty easy.
Chucker says it's easy. 888-302-3684. What's the name of that movie? Chucker has movie news. Actually, box office totals from the weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, so Chucker, where are we in terms of the box office from the weekend? What there was a couple of new movies out, actually.
Yeah, another animated movie, and another decent box office return. The Croods, $44 million. All these animated movies don't seem interchangeable to me. I really don't care. But I did care, though, about the number two movie, Olympus Has Fallen, which is clearly a diehard clone, but a really good one.
Yeah.
It opened at a very solid $30 million. If you grew up on 90s action films, you will love this movie. I loved it. Terrific cast.
Isn't there another one or two about the same thing that's sort of in the works?
Yeah, there's a movie coming out in 2 months called White House Down with Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx, which is the same story. But I want to say this. Gerard Butler, who's done a lot of bad movies in the last couple of years, gets his movie career back with this film.
Does he?
He is really...
You know what I saw? I saw the movie Emperor. With Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, how was it?
I thought it was very good. No shoot-ups, no bang-bangs, nothing. It's just a good story.
Right. Oscar Green, Powerful, number three. And that's done pretty well.
What was number three?
Oscar Green, Powerful.
Oh, right. Okay. Well. Teresa, what's the name of that movie?
Ghost.
Yeah, pretty easy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg won the Best Supporting Actress for her role in that movie. So good. Now you get a nice prize. We're happy to have you as a listener to Good Day. Thank you very much. Hold on there for a second. All right, so Chucker back tomorrow. He always has some great stories to tell us. Movie news, all part of the Good Day movie review portion of the program. 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.